In just a minute, we will ask our panelists to predict what will be Donald Trump's first act as president after he inevitably wins. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, a service designed to help consumers fix and improve their homes. Visitors can get project support and schedule appointments with local contractors online or with the Angie's List iPhone and Android apps. More at angieslist.com. Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving, with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program. Performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at lumosity.com. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Heather Sturt Haga and Paul G. Haga, supporting Salzburg Global Seminar, which works to challenge current and future leaders to solve issues of global concern. Learn more at salzburgglobal.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, benevolent West Coast overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Jesse the Body Batenda. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Now, today, we have to bid an unhappy, bitter farewell to our producer, Evil Walchover. We are bitter and unhappy because for 6 years, she has been the best producer, writer, guest booker, the president of the United States, anyone, and most importantly, friend a little radio show could possibly wish for. We'd ask what her new boss, Stephen Colbert, has that we don't, but we are afraid somebody would tell us. Eva, good luck and forgive us if in the next few months we drunk text you. PJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Evil Walchover with Miles Dornbos. Technical directions from Lorna White. Thanks this week to Neil T. Vault. Our CFO is Andy Ann. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, when he takes office, what will President Donald Trump do first? Peter Gross.
President Trump will immediately convene his hand-picked cabinet of David Duke, Donald Sterling, Mel Gibson, Paula Deen, and the ghost of Strom Thurmond.
Amy Dickinson.
President Trump's first act will be to send Sonia Sotomayor back where she came from, Queens.
And Tom Baudet.
Directly after taking the oath of office, he'll turn to Chief Justice John Roberts and say, "Your ruling on Obamacare was an embarrassment. You're fired." And then he'll have former President Obama arrested and deported back to Kenya.
And if President Trump does any of that, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Peter Gross, Amy Dickinson, Mr. Tom Baudet. Thanks to Debbie Lovell and the staff and crew at The Man. Thanks to everybody at WHYY. Thanks to our fabulous audience here in this beautiful, if somewhat wet, Philadelphia day. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.